Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeart radio station.
My name is Elder Green. I would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ.
Josh Gad. He's the executive producer, co-creator, and one of the stars of the hit NBC comedy 1600 Penn. He plays the first son, Skip. Josh also was the original Elder Arnold Cunningham in the book, the mega-hit Broadway musical, The Book of Mormon. It returns to Seattle the summer of 2014. And starting on April 19th, you'll see Josh play Steve Wozniak in the motion picture Jobs with Ashton Kutcher, who stars as Apple's Steve Jobs. This dude is having huge success. He's very funny. He's got multiple successes all happening at once. Tonight, check him out on the season finale of 1600 Penn. There'll be two episodes. One is at 8:30. The finale airs at 9:30. I guess there's something in between. I don't know. We'll ask him. Also, by the way, that 705 song will come up right after this interview, the Bob Seger song of the day, and the What Is Honda Doing to a Minivan, which has nothing to do with you. Josh, good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you? Whoops. Are you there?
What Honda's doing to the minivan.
They're doing
I'm
something.
Very curious now.
Are you curious? They're doing something to a minivan that when you hear it, you will say, why didn't anybody think of this before? Care to take a guess?
Well, I'm very excited. They are dressing it up as a stripper.
They're doing that.
Glitter. It's all across the front thing, yeah.
Because minivans were too family-oriented.
You know, I own a Honda minivan, and it does have a bra on it. But no, that's not it.
By the way, you have a car with a bra on
it? You bet. Well, it keeps the rocks from chipping it.
Josh, do you have a car with a bra on it?
I do not. Sometimes if I'm extremely drunk, I will put a bra on the car, but it's rare.
It's rare.
And
it is.
I won't confess to it.
It's temporary.
From the antenna. Yeah.
Right. Josh Gad, welcome. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Really, really lovely. It's Seattle, and we're supposed to have one of those weekends that's kind of like, you know, L.A. weather. We're supposed to get almost up to 70 degrees and sunshine, so everybody has that optimism.
And we're supposed to have Seattle weather and get rain and a little bit of no sunshine. So
let me ask you about that. It's like when that happens, are you excited because it's a change, or do you get irritable?
Oh no, I love it. See, I grew up in South Florida where it kind of rained all the time, so I find it cozy, and I also really, really enjoy the LA drivers who are terrified of like a drizzle, where they like start to swerve off the road because all of a sudden it's like it's literally the equivalent of a sun shower, but they're treating it like that tropical storm in Jurassic Park where
right.
We all have to get off the island.
Yeah, quickly.
So it's always fun for me to watch.
Wow. Yeah, that's true if you're not used to the weather. But how bad is texting and driving in LA? My theory is that a little bit of rain and that delicate balance of texting while evading the paparazzi, becomes harder to handle.
I love texting while avoiding the paparazzi. It's like my MO. I'm literally like, I've got to make sure. Not that I don't kill myself texting, but I've got to avoid the paparazzi.
Above all,
texting.
Yeah.
It's that's what the minivan features, isn't it? It shields you from the paparazzi.
Like a cow pusher on the front.
No, actually, what this minivan does, and by the way, you will say, why didn't they think of that before? Because I did. It has a vacuum. So a built-in vacuum, so you just pop out the hose and you vacuum your car without having to go.
Oh, that's really smart.
It is really smart. That's genius, isn't it?
What are you going to talk about in the next segment now that you ruined it for me?
I'm sorry.
Strippers.
Let's talk about your show.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about your show. It's tonight the season finale of 1600 Penn. Is the show renewed yet? And it's a killer cast, a wonderful concept, and this is the finale, right?
This is the finale. The show has not officially been renewed yet. You know, we're always hopeful. The truth is that we're really kind of finally hitting our stride, which is really fun. And tonight's episodes are no exception. We have the lovely and brilliant Hannah Simone from New Girl on. As a princess from Andorra in the first episode at 8:30.
Wow.
And then the scene finale at 9:30 with guest star Larry King. And it's a pretty extraordinary episode. I had a chance to see it and was really, really pleased with it. And it's full of some amazing surprises. So we'll see. You know, we're really happy with the product and the kind of all we can control.
Right. And this is not uncommon, by the way, that you would do the finale and wait for that phone call, right?
No. Shows are usually these days picked up much later. Like some shows wait till May for the upfronts. So you never kind of know, and you never know based on like how pilots come out and all that stuff. But you know, in terms of what's in our control, we're really pleased with the creative, you know, rise that the show has had over the last few episodes. So
very cool.
Excited about it.
All right.
Well, not to plug too much on another network, but CBS announced its renewed shows, and 2.5 Men is not one of those. They're still on the bubble. So your co-star, Ashton Kutcher, and Jobs, you guys will both be, you know, probably renewed, but not, you know, exactly there yet. That kind of surprised me.
Well, Ashton and I are going to then sit in a bunker and hold each other's hands and pray.
The poor guys.
I think you'll both be fine.
It's going to be very tough for them texting and avoiding the paparazzi.
Yeah.
While this happens.
The two of us are going to sit in a bunker and we're going to count Ashton's money from 2.5 Men.
Yeah. It's going to take a while.
Yes, it's going to take a while.
Hey, Josh.
No, yes.
Yeah, Josh, Steve Wozniak is, this movie Jobs coming out with Ashton. Steve Wozniak, quite an interesting character. We've had some nice conversations with him over the years. We've had him on the show. A fascinating guy. To play him, did you spend some time with him?
No, you know, I wanted to. Unfortunately, there's a competing Steve Jobs project that he is contractually attached to, so I wasn't able to get access to him. However, I felt like I got to know him because God knows I read and researched enough about him to feel like I had some idea of who he was, and I hope that portrayal of him honors him, because it's done with the fullest respect and admiration for the guy.
Very cool. Yeah, Spike, you wanted to ask him something.
Josh, I was real quick, if we could go back to Book of Mormon. I loved that play. It scared me. I was ashamed, and I've never laughed so hard in my life at anything, let alone a Broadway production. How'd you get hooked up with Matt and Trey to get that thing going?
You know, I was involved in that show for the very first read through of it, which about 5 years ago, and it was a phone call that I received from Bobby Lopez, who is their co-creator and the guy behind Avenue Q, and he had known my work from a show I did called Spelling Bee, and he said, "We're doing this informal reading of this new show about Mormons. Would you want to do it?" And I said, "Of course, with Fat Crew, yeah, absolutely." And he sends me a CD. And the first song that I heard was Hasidiga Ibawai, which
yeah.
I'm not going to translate for your listeners, but they can listen to the soundtrack if they choose. And I remember calling my agent and being like, "I cannot do this." And he's like, "Why?" He goes, "Because I will get killed if I do this." And it was I couldn't believe that somebody was actually going there. And then we did the very first workshop of it, and I remember like white-knuckling it as that song was opening, and the audience from that very first workshop went with it, and we never looked back. For the next 5 years, we just plowed forward, and the creative process, you know, was one that was really fun to be involved with from the ground up, and the result has been pretty extraordinary and beyond my wildest expectations for it.
Book of Mormon comes back to Seattle summer of 2014. We're already promoting it over a year out. That's how big it is.
You couldn't sell your children for a ticket the last time that production played here.
You should have tried to do that.
Josh, are you now filthy rich? I know you mentioned Ashton has lots more, but...
Well, I think he just left us.
Oh, the cell phone just died. We were out of time.
Oh, darn.
He would have had no trouble answering that.
I know. What a great timing.
He's not as filthy rich.
That was
as
a weird connection, Pedro. It kept cutting out. Yeah. I thought of having him call back, but
those satellite things, you know.
Yeah. 7:13, Josh Gad. All right. So, yeah, he was pretty honest about that. The show is hitting its stride, means creatively we got panned early on, but maybe they'll pick it up. Because, by the way, I believe in that. I believe in that with musical artists. I believe in that with shows, that if you have a great concept and a great cast and the writing doesn't happen, well, instead of canceling the show, you fix the writing and you get it gradually better. There's been a bunch of shows that failed when they first started.
Oh, yeah. Parks and Rec, one of my favorite shows. The first season was and then they made an obvious change with the writing and it became so much better. However, I don't know if 1600 Penn is gonna make it.
Well, I mean, you know, All in the Family failed when it first started.
Failed miserably when it came out. That's right.
There was a show very slow starting that just got renewed yesterday that I was very happy to hear. Our friend Billy Gardell has employment all next year.
Mike and Molly
on for another season. And that show, on the verge of cancellation, first few episodes, survived that first little bit, and it's grown ever since.
I'm suspicious of Molly now. I figure out she's always trying to steal my identity.
Did you ever see that, by the way?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did, and did not.
Thank you.
I love-hated that movie.
Me too.
It was a crappy movie, and I watched every bit of it, and I ate an entire bag of Jumbotron popcorn.
Yeah.
You know the kind where they say you can have a free refill if you're a sick bastard?
With a titanium colon?
It's sort of like, here's a soda the size of half the Empire State Building. If you want, free refill. And the popcorn, the giant popcorn. But yeah, it was a popcorn kind of a movie.
Some of that movie was brilliantly funny, and some of it was like, why the hell are they going there? You know, that movie was psychotic.
All right. 7:15. The average retiree goes out with friends 3 times a week and exercises more than when they were young. This is a new survey that says retiring is the new teenager.
It's a great thing. And I've noticed this. I've always known this. I mean, I don't want to wish my life away, but I can't wait to have plenty of time to, you know, do all those things that you don't get to do when you're doing the 9-to-5 thing.
So you will promise to exercise more as soon as we get done with your work.
You don't work till 5.
Hey, last night I was working till my eyes closed. Don't
listen,
tell me that.
Guy,
I've had a busy
week. If you
wasn't
sitting at a desk all day in some office somewhere.
Hey, I'm burning the candle at both ends lately. I got a big final today. I've been going to bartending school for 2 weeks.
That's right. You're about to become a bartender. Quickly, the Bob Seger song of the day. Let me give you that so you can win. It's 4-3-2-1 on the tickets. I don't have the song in front of me, so Seth, what's the song?
He's got
the
on your
song
screen
is
here,
Old Time Rock and Roll, and it's going to be playing at 3:35 today.
Old Time Rock and Roll at 3:35 today. When you hear it, be caller number 9 at 877-901-0957. And win yourself. We're up to third or second. This is second row tickets.
Second row.
Okay. Bob Seger song of the day. Back to you. You're about to be a bartender.
I don't know if I'll be a bartender, but I'll be able to. I'll have the license. I'll be a mixologist if I pass the final.
You're collecting career options.
Yeah. You just never know how things go. And plus, that's something you can do radio and you can be a bartender. Bartenders tend to work at night, you know, so I don't expect I'm going to be a bartender anytime soon, and I'm not sure I'm going to pass this final, but I'll tell you.
Is it that hard?
Well, check this out. I mean, how many pages of drinks do you need to know how to make?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Didn't you know
life.
Most of those before you started? I mean,
that's
2 weeks.
That's like the Georgetown phone book.
Yeah.
You get thinner every day.
2 weeks is not the longest time to be in school. You know, you're not getting a medical degree from that. Are you basically just learning, like, vodka and orange juice goes into a screwdriver?
That's like kindergarten. That's the beginning.
Okay.
There are so many, and there are so many, you know, and I got to say, this is the most politically incorrect class I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I can't even tell you how, because they give you ways to remember drinks, and I don't know how much I can say.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't think too many German people are bartenders.
If there's German people in this class, what do they have to put up with? Just as a news reporter, tell me what they do.
Do you know how to make a B-52? The acronym to remember how to make a B-52?
Okay.
Kill Bastard Germans. Kahlua, Bailey's, Grand Marnier.
Come on.
First off, say Grand Marnier. Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier.
Thank you. At least say it right.
That's the way I was taught.
B-52.
there won't be an oral quiz, I don't think.
Let's see. You know how to make a buttery nipple. What do you think of when you think nipple?
Only nipple.
Boob.
Me too. I don't think of anything else. Nipples.
Bailey's.
Boobs. Bailey's and butterscotch.
Butterscotch, schnapps, and Bailey's.
I mean, this is the way they teach you this stuff.
God, I hate creamy shots.
I don't know if you want to hear more. I mean, it's pretty
bad. I'm dying to hear more.
Maybe after 9. I mean, the kids
I want them
the
to
car.
Put a vacuum cleaner in every car, and I want them to tell me how to make these drinks.
Which is the one with big German boobs?
Well,
the
that BGB. Would be, there is one, the three Germans.
So wait a minute. At the bartending school... They use these acronyms to teach you to remember the drinks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if you're a Mexican or German, I mean, and there's Mexican guys taking this class with me, you know.
And what did they say when the acronym came up?
Well, when you're talking about, you know, what do you think of when you think of sombrero? Mexicans, you know, and then they start telling you how to make all the Mexican drinks.
Oh, I see. They're using word association.
Right, right.
So that you have a way to study, and they're assuming that all bartenders... are bigots.
Well, not bigots, but I think they're also preparing you for salty language that you're going to hear in a bar. I mean, a bar is not the most politically correct place.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, I don't know how much I can say because this is the, you know, kind of the family.
Well, you're doing a news story on bartending
this
school,
is the family
so you could say it all.
Hour of our show, but my teacher, for instance, goes, and there are some very nice young ladies in my class, some very, you know.
It is the family hour.
I know.
It is March.
But,
yeah.
All right,
all right, we want to do this later?
I'll tell how she, there's a drink called the orgasm. I don't know if I can tell you how.
What do you think of when you think of orgasm? I think of goldfish in a goldfish tank.
All right, I'll just tell you. Cover the kids' ears, if anybody that doesn't want to hear this.
So how do they teach you to remember how to make an orgasm?
My teacher, Chrissy, says now.
And do you have to make it slowly?
She says, ladies, where are you usually when you're having an orgasm? You know, where
kitchen
are you?
Counter.
Washing machine.
In the studio.
No. She says, you're usually on your back, aren't you? I mean, most of the time. And this is the way she's subscribing this to
I guess she's right.
Texters, feel free to chime in at 52309.
She says, so when you think back, Bailey's, Amaretto, Cream, Kahlua, back. Orgasm.
This is a great study
tool. Yeah, yeah. Now, how about a screaming orgasm? What do you think about, you know, what would be different about a screaming orgasm?
Standing up in the shower.
That's when her husband walks in.
To your friend.
She says, that's when you have a really strong one. And see, anytime we do something in the bartending business, you think strong, you add vodka. So a screaming orgasm is an orgasm with 2 counts of vodka added. And that's the way that...
That's a drink, an orgasm?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm so out of drinking.
Nobody really orders those. It's funny. That's a little outdated. You would think that they... I mean, who goes up and orders like a... You
like
know.
Two buttery nipples and a screaming orgasm. Sir, they closed it down. It was 3 blocks
you
over. You missed
mean?
It. They closed that place down.
I know that these...
they have a sex on a beach and a fuzzy navel too, Joe.
You know
hold on.
I mean?
Wow,
I would slap that guy if he came up and
is this school
drinks.
A joke, or do you really have to know this
stuff?
This
is real school, and it's in several cities. This is a bartending school. They teach this all over the country, and I have a final today. I have to memorize this stuff. I mean, my brain, I apologize if I'm a little cloudy this week. I've been thinking.
And you know, where are you when you have an orgasm? I'm usually in front of the computer. That screws up the whole thing.
And there's MacBook.
There's pages of it, you know. And I mean, not all of it is dirty. It's like, okay, you know, when you think of, you know, like your almond drinks. Almonds grow on trees. I mean, she's got all these different ways.
Are you ready for this test?
No, not at all.
And when's the test?
3 o'clock today.
Today?
Yeah, 3 o'clock today.
So you're going to fail.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pass.
Not at all is not, I'm going to do my best and I think I might be able to do it.
Well,
not at all says not at all.
Well, no. I've gone to every minute of class. I've been there every day. I have not missed a second. I just haven't had a lot
I put in my minutes and seconds does not sound like severe commitment either.
No. I'm very committed. And I just have not had a lot of time to study.
Right.
Minutes, seconds, no
bar,
time
dude.
To study.
That's okay. I mean, seriously, if somebody wants an Irish car bomb and they've been ordering an Irish car bomb at a bar for
where
the last
where are you when
years,
you're having an Irish car bomb usually?
An Irish car bomb I just made yesterday, actually.
How do you make it?
I can tell you off the top of my head. An Irish car bomb is half Irish whiskey, half Bailey's Irish cream in a shot glass. You take 8 ounces of Irish beer. You put it in a pint glass, and then you drop the shot.
And then you chug it, and then you turn to the nearest person and slap them in the face. It's just part of it.
All right. You know what we're going to do, Joe? We're going to help you study.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Listeners, I'll tell you what we'll do. We will give away some Heart by Heart tickets in the next break. If you can stump Joe, hand me the list of drinks.
Okay. Now, I haven't made, there's millions of obscure drinks.
So. Yeah, but it's got to be on this list.
Well.
That's how we're going to do it. This is the test you're taking today, right?
Yeah.
All right. I will give you, I'll let you know. Actually, we'll give it to the call screener. Give it to Seth. As long as you've got a drink that's on this list, we'll ask Joe if he knows the drink. Then he wins. If he doesn't know the drink, you get a pair of tickets to Heart by Heart next Wednesday to congratulate the rock members of Heart for being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There you go. Here's the number, 877-901-0957. Help Joe to have a backup career. You don't need a backup career, by the way.
Says,
you're really good.
Slip your nipple one more time, you will.
Yeah, maybe. You're really good on the radio, but it's about that new FCC commissioner. She ain't going to care.
I just think it's a nice addition to this career. I can do both. You know?
Think you're going to be a bartender at the end of the... You're exhausted. Why would you want another job?
Oh, no, I don't think about... Think about, you know, say we're doing events. I can actually legally pour now.
Oh.
You know?
Spike and I are both bartenders. Nobody needs you to have your bartender.
You just stand up front and check ID, okay, big guy?
If Spike goes and hosts a football game somewhere, why can't I be the guy?
Wait a minute. You guys can't legally pour now? If you're a guest bartender's
time? I doubt that. I doubt that the immigration people will take a side job coming over to check my bartender's academy certificate.
All right. People are lining up to help you study for bartending school.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KKR. Right after The Bob Rivers Show, it's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Bob Rivers in the Morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on 95.7 KJR.
Got an email a couple days ago from a nice lady. Said, Joe, I work in the same area you live in, and I'm looking for a place, well, kind of for a baby shower. We've got a coworker that's going to have a baby, and we want to get together after work. We don't want to spend a lot, but we want a nice, friendly atmosphere to gather in and celebrate her day. I said, well, you don't need to look any further than the Applebee's in Factoria. Applebee's has the best happy hour in town, in Factoria, and everywhere, and it's available twice a day, in the afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m., so these folks can go down there around 4 o'clock after work, enjoy some half-price appetizers, enjoy some margaritas, Long Island iced teas, handcrafted martinis, wine, draft beer, great specials on domestic and craft brews. Of course, the lady that's having the baby shower might not partake in that, but there's 27 locations in the Puget Sound area where you can do this. In fact, there's a brand new Applebee's, the newest location in Gig Harbor, located in Point Fosdick Square off Gig Harbor. I'll see you tomorrow at Applebee's for happy hour.
Want to know if your coins are worth a fortune? Go to westseattlecoins.com.
Tammy chose to go to college in New England, take a job in Chicago, marry a newspaper reporter with perpetual 5 o'clock shadow, have two adorable kids, move out to the burbs, and eventually start her own business. Tammy did not choose to get breast cancer. But back in 2006, that's exactly what happened. And when it did, Tammy chose to fly across the country to get treated by Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. At SCCA, our patients have higher 5-year survival rates for almost every cancer type. Now, cancer-free for the past 6 years, Tammy chooses to coach her daughter's U12 soccer team. And whenever there's a 50-50 ball, you better believe her girls never give up.
No one chooses to get cancer, but you do have a choice about where you're treated. Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. Learn more at seattlecca.org/survival.
Golf season's back. Choose from thousands of top courses nationwide when you join Golf Card International. Get half off memberships at sweetjack.com.
Sweetjack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Can your business wait for downloads that turn into downtime? Can it wait for bills from the phone company to get easier on your bottom line? Of course not. It demands a new breed of speed. Comcast Business Class. Our internet speeds are up to 66 times faster than old T1 and DSL technology from the phone company, so you can work faster and more efficiently. Sign up for our triple play, and you'll also get unlimited local and nationwide calling and TV with networks that will keep your customers informed and entertained, all at a great price, which means you can save your money for more important things, like growing your business. Get Comcast Business Class Internet, Voice, and TV for just $94.85 per month. Don't wait. Call 800-501-6000 or visit business.comcast.com today to sign up. Your business can't wait.
Offer ends March 31, 2013. Restrictions apply. Includes basic TV, starter internet, and one voice line for new business class customers. 2-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
It's that time again. Les Schwab's Spring Tire Sale. One of our biggest sales of the year. Come in and get great deals on some of our most popular tires. But hurry, the Spring Tire Sale ends April 30th. Les Schwab, home of the best tire value promise.
Win a $1,000 spending spree from Les Schwab. Text the word WIN to 83350 and you're entered to win a $1,000 gift certificate good at any Les Schwab Tire Center in Western Washington. And everyone who enters receives exclusive deals direct from Les Schwab Tire Centers.
Have you ever thought that losing weight would be easier if you could just change the conversation in your head? Positive Changes Hypnosis can help you make the changes that seem impossible to do on your own. Many of our clients tell us they forget to eat. Can you imagine? And how would you like to quit thinking about food all the time? Positive Changes helps change your thoughts and behaviors so you no longer obsess about food or when and what your next meal will be. Haven't you always wanted to be one of those people that eats to live? Instead of living to eat, you can be. Like the Positive Changes Hypnosis clients you see on TV. They are real people, just like you, not celebrities who are paid to use their product. So if you want real change, like real people, call Positive Changes Hypnosis at 1-877-POSITIVE and start your positive changes today. That number again is 1-877-POSITIVE or go to positivechanges.com.
The rock and roll icon returns to the concert stage.
Thank you!
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band live. The Rock and Roll Never Forgets Tour. With very special guest, Joe Walsh. Friday, March 29th at Tacoma Dome. Tickets on sale now to see Bob Seger.
Take those all.
March 29th at Tacoma Dome.
Roll, roll me away. I'm gonna roll me away.
Hurry and get your tickets right now. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. All Ticketmaster outlets are charged by phone. 1-800-745-3000. Don't miss Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with very special guest, Joe Walsh. For more info, go to BobSeger.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. It looks like the left lane eastbound I-90 at 4th Avenue is now open. It's been closed for quite some time because of an overturned semi, but the left lane open now. They're still got the other lanes closed so they can work on continuing to clean up that mess. We are seeing some heavy traffic northbound 405 through the S-curves that stretches up into the Kennedale Hill. Southbound 405 busy from just before 527 all the way through Kirkland.
This traffic report is brought to you by Overlake Medical Centers.
At Overlake, they think weight loss surgery is more about adding years than losing pounds. To learn about their life-changing metabolic and bariatric surgery center, visit overlakehospital.org/WLS clinic. Overlake, we think about you.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
So good, I had to blow again. I said, hey, what I tell you?
Up 32, 28 before 8 o'clock. Good morning. Cisco Morris and Megan Black coming in a half hour. Spring gardening. Ask questions. We'll let you call. And what a team they make. First off, Megan on Evening Magazine. She's spectacular. And Cisco and Megan, they have become your gardening gurus. And their show is always entertaining. Okay. Downtown Joe wants to become a mixologist. He got a course. By the way, how he got this course, he got a, you know, an email from Living Social, and he bought Be a Mixologist course for $190. And you say that's a bargain,
for
right?
For a whole career, $190 is cheap. Two-week course, 32 hours of intensive study.
By the way, they didn't give you a career. They gave you a course.
Right.
Yeah.
But an opportunity at a career. You know, I mean, and I got to say, I'm probably twice as old as all the other people in my class. These
really?
Are yeah. young people that are just getting started and looking for a career. One guy in my class is going to go bartend down at, what's the, Coachella?
Yeah.
He's going to be a bartender at Coachella in 2 weeks. Huge rock festival. And
so he already has his state certificate.
No.
He's getting the mixologist degree, right? Is it like a certificate that you hang up that makes you certified?
Yes, and he's just trying to learn to bartend because he's going to go down there and mix drinks. And you know what? Lindsay Lohan is doing her best right now to maneuver out of going to treatment until after Coachella is over.
And she was in your class?
No. This guy that's going to be the bartender down there is in my class.
She was hiding out in a Seattle mixology class.
This guy, Corey, that is in my class, could conceivably pour Lindsay her last drink before she goes to rehab in two
he
weeks.
He has the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just from, thanks to Living Social.
Just from taking right. this course at the bartending.
Because she's going to be in a huge beer line at Coachella.
At the bartending yeah, school.
You could tell Corey that Lindsay Lohan's not having her last drink before she goes into rehab. Hollywood rehab is like it's like Club Med.
Well, her last drink for a while.
Mm-mm.
On the phone, and by the way, we already have a dispute before we even get started. On the phone, our listeners to help Joe cram for his mixology exam this afternoon, which Joe says he is nowhere near ready for, yet he somehow feels he deserves a mixology certificate because he's attended every minute and every second of this class, so they should just give it to him. Now, I said to Seth, take the list and make sure every drink they're asking for is actually on Joe's test. And then Joe looked at the call screener and said, none of these drinks are on my test. So someone is lying to me.
Well, I will say test and list are maybe two different things because I do have a pretty big book. And I also know that some of them are, you know, I haven't made every single drink that they gave me in this book. So, but I'm willing to try.
So wait a minute. He's got the same list you have.
Right.
Every screened call is requesting a drink on that list.
Okay.
Those are all drinks you're supposed to know for the test, right?
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no?
You're going to be the best bartender ever.
By the way,
ever.
That's the answer to every question on the test. Yes and no. Well, you'll pass with flying colors.
There's 100 drinks in the book. Probably only 20 of them will be on the test.
32 of them will be on the test.
Right, but you don't know which 32.
Well,
that's
I do.
That's the trick.
Because
how do you know?
I have a sympathetic teacher to my cause.
You're cheating.
Well, no, I'm not cheating. I just, you know, these
that's
are the...
That's cheating,
these
a sympathetic
the,
teacher.
No, these are the ones you're going to need to know. Hey,
if Miss Letourneau took a shine to Joe there.
If you can make 32 drinks, you know, and know them all by heart, I think you deserve to pass.
How many drinks are on the test?
On the list. The test, 32 drinks.
How many on the list?
Hundreds.
So you've seen the test?
No, I haven't
You've
seen
cheated.
It.
You know the test ahead
I
of time.
Haven't seen it, but
how is that not what you just said?
She hasn't shown me the test. She has
just told
She has told you if you know 32 drinks, you will pass it.
Yeah, and if I
Did she tell you which 32
well,
drinks?
Let me tell you, yeah. But if I told
yeah,
you...
Yeah, that's cheating.
Well, okay, I'll tell you today. Remember how to make these 32 drinks, and I'm going to give you a test, and let's see how you do. You think you can remember all the ingredients in 32
drinks?
Well,
it's a lot easier than 500.
Well, yeah, it is.
Okay.
But it's a two-week course. It's not a five-year doctorate I'm after.
It's kind of a worthless certificate that you paid $190 for.
Don't you point that out.
Hey, this is going to be nice. I'm going to frame this, baby. You should see. What
sure.
Living Social. It's on thick paper, too.
So you're not going to know any of these, and I'm going to give away a bunch of tickets.
I'm going to do my best.
Congratulations are in order already. Yes, Pedro.
Well, Jordy and Spike both can help him, right? I mean, he doesn't know. He got a phone line, you know, like at the show.
No, I said no. If you stump Joe, you go into the show. First
yeah.
up is Cheryl from Puyallup. Cheryl, let's see how good of a bartender Joe's going to be. What's your drink?
Rusty Nail.
Joe, do we have sound effects, Pedro?
I find some.
Some ice.
a glass.
Joe, don't look it up.
Don't look it up, Joe.
Rusty Nail, I have never made.
That's an old school drink. I made those 30 years ago.
Okay. Congratulations, Cheryl. Spike, how do you make it?
Scotch and Drambuie. No, you're going.
No, you're good, because Joe didn't know. Hang on.
Just look at her.
It's not on my desk.
Yeah, but it's in your study guide.
Yeah, but I have not made
it. But the teacher already cheated with you.
No, there's no.
Did the teacher cheat with everybody?
I don't know. I shouldn't be talking about this.
No, you shouldn't.
I should be talking about anything.
The number one rule of cheating is don't broadcast
it. If Leslie walks up to the bar and orders a Rusty Nail and he's never heard of it, a good seasoned bartender will say, What's in that?
Right. Yeah. See, I got plenty of time. And by the way, we don't use real liquor. We use water. So, you know, I'm pouring colored water here.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you a little bartending tip that you won't get in your class. Like Jody said, what's in that? The way to look smartest goes, you know, that's made a lot of different ways. How do you like it made?
I like that. I'm going to remember that.
Phil in Eatonville. That's another lie. Hello.
Hey, how you doing this morning, guys?
All right. Go ahead. Ask Joe to make you a drink.
Okay, well, this one wasn't on the list. I already asked Seth. He's a snake bite, but it's not on the list, so he said that's out of here.
All right, so
how about a fuzzy navel?
A fuzzy navel.
Now, this is how I remember this one. When you think fuzzy, what do you think about?
Testicles.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
Peaches.
Peaches. Oh, yeah. Right, I think peaches, right. I think testicles, too.
Yeah. Fuzzy navel. Navel is 4 counts of peach schnapps with orange juice.
Okay, but, you know, I had you with the snake bite. You don't know that one, do you?
Snake bite is hard cider and lager beer, about half and half.
No. It's Yukon Jack and a shot of lime juice.
Okay. Right.
That's right.
Phil, however, he did have the slippery nipple, and you had to ask one that was on the list.
The slippery nipple. Yeah, I missed that one. Okay.
All right. Sorry, Phil. Can't give it to everybody. Marie from Everett for tickets to see Heart by Heart next Wednesday night at the Triple Door in an exclusive Rock and Roll Hall of Fame congratulations show for the former members of Heart. What drink do you want Joe to make?
Surfer on acid.
Surfer on acid.
Okay, surfer on acid. You know, when I think surfers, and I don't think about this person.
Where are you when you're usually on acid?
But my teacher thinks about this person. She thinks about Mick Jagger. Don't ask me why.
Hmm.
But the surfer on acid is Jägermeister, pineapple, because he's sucking on a pineapple because he's stoned or whatever.
Hawaii.
And it is a Jägermeister pineapple, and there's one other ingredient in there.
You got it.
But I'm stumped on what that ingredient is. Rum. That's right, rum.
They helped you. Doesn't count. Congratulations, Marie. You're going.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
That one I should know.
That's the ultimate girly shot when you didn't know what to order.
Right.
At a bar, if you were out with the girls, you just order that.
That's one of the 32 that you were cheated and you knew ahead of time.
Jägermeister, rum,
coconut rum. Malibu.
Jägermeister, Malibu, and pineapple. I need to know that one.
Bill in Seattle, have Joe make you a drink.
How about a Flaming Dr. Pepper?
Flaming Dr. Pepper. Now, I don't think that's on my list, but I do think
it is on the list.
Is that on the list, Seth?
Seth would not have let him through unless it was on the list.
Flaming Dr. Pepper is your ultimate, I just turned 21, how am I going to do this quickly?
And isn't that 151 in Amaretto? You light it on fire, and then you drop it in a glass of beer?
Yep, you got it.
All right.
Nice. How did you get that, Joe? Are you cheating again? I don't trust him at all. Is he cheating?
I'm not cheating.
Look on his desk. I saw him look at something.
He didn't look at anything.
No. Yes, he did. What is he looking at?
It says Steve Wozniak weighs 400 pounds.
Are you sure he's not cheating?
He's not cheating.
I don't trust him at all.
He's not cheating.
You can give him some tickets if you want.
No, I'm sorry. I had to follow the rules. Sorry. Josh is a college student. Josh, hello.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say there is no way that he is cheating because the teacher has told him what to expect on the test. Because in every class that I take, they tell you some form of what you're going to expect on the test. And most of them will give you review sheets with questions that are very similar, if not words moved around and order moved around right before the test.
Yeah. Josh is right. This test is going to be on chapters 1 through 8. Make sure you know it.
Well, this is the WASL by definition. They tell you exactly what will be on the test. Right. Joe's getting his Washington Alcohol Slinger's license, his own WASL.
Well, Josh, I accept that that's true, and I believe that that's why America's going down the chutes. Because they're not making people think and really work hard.
They're making you think and work hard. They're not sitting there saying, here are the answers. They're saying, this is what you're going to need to know. I'm going to need this stuff in my brain, not on a piece of paper.
All right, Josh, thank you. Bill from Bellevue wants to have Joe make a drink.
Good morning.
Yes.
Well, I had the Hustler, but that's not on the list. So I'm going to go with an easy one, Joe. Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise, I made tons of those yesterday. It's four counts of tequila, 2 counts of triple sec, some sour, some lime, and a nice lime garnish on top in a margarita glass. No, it's not. That's
no,
margarita.
It's not.
Hold
no,
on.
No, it's not, ding dong.
I told you the wrong thing. It's tequila.
Thank you.
That's a margarita, but I'll tell you quickly how to make a tequila sunrise is 4 counts of tequila with orange juice and grenadine.
That's correct.
And a piece of orange if you want one. Or a cherry.
I'm going to give it to Bill because Joe gave him the wrong drink first.
Right. Yeah, I screwed up.
Joe, you blew the question.
But I know how to make
the
a tequila
second one
sunrise.
Was correct.
Hang on, Bill.
I told you I'm groggy. I've been studying drinks all week.
2 more. That's it. Cheryl from Puyallup.
Yes, hi. The first one I wanted him to say was the angry whore, but it's not on the list.
How could that not be on the politically incorrect list?
But please tell me, what is an angry whore? Because I might need to make one someday.
Okay, angry whore, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's angry orchard beer. You fill the glass with that, you take a shot of Fireball. Add it to it.
Real simple,
and it's really yummy, and it puts you on your lips real fast.
No. By the way, if you Bing Angry Whore to look for the drink mix, you do not get a drink.
No. And, you know, anything's an angry whore. You just order anything and refuse to pay for it. That's
so which one do you want me to drink? Make for you?
Okay, how about the Rusty Nail?
We already went with Rusty Nail. And...
I know. Now I got to think of another one. How about slow? Oh, gosh, dang.
Yeah, you can't say that. I know what you were going to say. You can't say that on the radio.
How about a Lewinsky? Tell her how to make a Lewinsky.
Okay.
That's a drink. That's the one you were thinking of.
Nice.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
How do you make a Lewinsky?
That is basically a B-52, which is Kahlua, Bailey's, and Grand Marnier, except you put a shot of whipped cream on top.
Okay.
That's correct? Not what she was going to say. She was going to say this particular drink is a... long, slow, something against a wall, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is not on my test or even in my brain.
All right, Cheryl, I'm going to give you tickets because I'm just getting tired.
I like her.
I like it.
Steve from Pike Place, I'm just going to give you tickets, too.
Excellent.
All right. Well, I don't need any more. Seth, stop lining people up. That was with the last two.
Whew. Yeah.
Just gave away a bunch. Every hour today during the day, we'll give away more tickets to see Heart by Heart next Wednesday at the Triple Door until we run out of tickets, which will probably be, I'm thinking, by sometime on the weekend, unless Joe continues to study.
I'm hoping that, you know, I'll be done today. If I fail, I do get a retake, but, you know, I'm hoping no.
You get to retake it if you fail?
That's the way it works in school.
Boy, it's a good thing you're not becoming a pilot.
Scrape them up, give them another plane.
I'll probably meet a lot of pilots, though, if I get into this business.
7:47.
Speaking
oddly, that's the time. How much does the average person spend on Facebook? That's come out according to a new study. If you are on Facebook, the average person spends 33 minutes a day on Facebook. Study finds that the average person visits Facebook 14 times a day, spending 32 minutes and 51 seconds on the site every day, about 200 hours per year, or almost 8.5 full days of your life. Do you believe this study, and do you think that's an appropriate amount of time to spend on Facebook, Joe?
I don't spend that much, but I'm getting a little more every day. Facebook is winning me back slowly but surely, and I'm starting to watch the stock price. I'm thinking I might jump in there.
Okay.
I'm waiting for a correction, but
The study, who made the study? It doesn't say here. We don't have the details.
It's, I don't have it right in front of me.
Some guy who went to Harvard and made the study.
A couple of twin boys did the study, yeah.
Well, I mean, I would be curious as to whether or not the person or entity that did the study has a, you know, has a reason to do it.
Well, I mean,
Facebook will make money off of that study. I don't believe people really spend that much time on Facebook.
14 times a day?
Yeah.
I totally disagree. You're not discounting people who sit at an office desk in front of a computer all day and have it sort of as a window just open existing there. You know the old joke?
Well, that's not spending time on Facebook. That's the point. My thing is, like, how do you know? Like, if I even just glance at Facebook to see if I have an update, do they count that as a second or a minute? Or do they count it as long as the page is actually on my phone?
I don't know exactly how they do it, although what does it matter? I mean, if you're a voyeur or if you're a poster or a sharer or a commenter, I mean, some people just look, but it doesn't mean they spend any less amount of time than someone who posts feverishly.
My feeling is that Facebook is on the decline and that it's a perfect time for Joe to buy their stock.
Yeah, the two I'm looking at right now, seriously, is Facebook and Deutsche Telekom are the two that I'm about ready to pull the trigger on. And they're both, everybody in the world would probably tell you not to. So that's why I'm going there. Right. Deutsche Telekom's down 40% in the last 5 years, you know.
I don't even know what that is.
That's T-Mobile. And a bunch of European.
Oh, the T-Mobile CEO that we spoke with yesterday.
A bunch of European wireless as well. And it's the most... it's the most in the tank of all the wireless stocks, and it's even down this year. But I got a feeling about that guy. I may be wrong. I usually am.
But I'll tell you what. I thought he was brilliant, too. And if he can pull it off, what he needs to do to pull it off is to create a mass group of people signing up.
This is John Ledger, CEO that we met
yesterday.
CEO
of T-Mobile, who has decided they want to disrupt the cell phone industry by not making you go under contract with them when you go under contract for a new phone. The short answer of it is you go under contract for the phone, so you will pay for the phone over several years, but you can switch providers anytime you're unhappy with them. It's a very, it's a really neat... we're not going to trap you in our service offer from, you know, the service that is the underdog at
the
moment.
They're the winners. Even if they don't get people to convert from Verizon and AT&T with this new plan, they'll probably still get all the people that have Go phones and Virgin Mobile phones and those phones that you pick up.
To get their iPhones.
Pay a lot to get the iPhones, exactly.
Right. They'll sell a lot of iPhones.
If you feed off the bottom and eat all the barnacles, you're still going to do all right.
So if you like bottom feeders?
Especially bottom feeders in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, I love them.
But I think that I agreed. I think that what he did was brilliant. I always look competitively at, when I'm looking at a marketing thing. What can the competitors do? Well, in the cell phone business, it's almost like the airline business. They match fares. They match, like, when they started charging for baggage, first it was one, and then they more followed. If this is super successful for them, in order to prevent losing subscribers, and that's why I like competition, the competitors will match it.
I think you're right. And I hope you make a ton of money, Joe. I mean, fell in love listening to that guy yesterday. What an attitude he had.
Yeah.
$10 a share. I mean,
is it at $10 a share?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what that means or how many shares there are or what the multiple is?
I mean, I know it's down 40% over the last 5 years. I know it's done nothing but tank. What's the price to earnings ratio? It's one of the only stocks that has down from January. Most everything's up year to date. It's down.
Price it's down. Price. So the other direction is up. That's not the way to buy stocks.
I know. And I never said, you know, I was a great stockbroker. I don't have that license. That's next year. You know? I mean, I might
a whole career.
Yeah.
For $190.
$752. By the way, I'm not the only person who loves Kenny G, that you would be surprised. Megadeth's Dave Mustaine is absolutely... overjoyed about Kenny G. He went to a Kenny G concert, and next hour Do we have some audio of that, Pedro?
Yeah, I can get you out in 2 seconds.
All right. And he was I was raving about Kenny G. I think he's one of the most amazing entertainers I've ever seen. Also coming up, Cisco Morris and Megan Black. They are almost in the house right now. We'll talk to them. And the political correctness police striking in Edmonds, Washington. What is the town by the sound doing this weekend? Downtown Joe predicts it will become a national controversy. Do you see it on the cable news shows on Monday?
I think you will.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 99, north of the West Seattle Bridge, we have an accident there blocking the right lane, and it is causing some delays. It's involving a car and a semi, so it's a bit of a distraction for drivers. Also, looks like I-90 eastbound, the ramp from 4th Avenue still partially blocked. The two right lanes there are closed. The left lane is open. They're still cleaning up stuff from an earlier semi rollover. And we're also still seeing pretty heavy traffic southbound 405 from 527 into Kirkland.
This traffic report is brought to you by Overlake Medical Centers.
At Overlake, they think weight loss surgery is more about adding years than losing pounds. To learn about their life-changing metabolic and bariatric surgery center, visit overlakehospital.org/WLS clinic. Overlake, we think about you.
If you want your new Tempur-Pedic covered in free gifts, hurry, because Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event is ending soon. Get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
When you face your darkest hour...
Kids, we can't make it to the theater because the car battery died of natural causes. Or maybe because I left the dome light on.
And things go from bad to worse.
But Grandpa's gonna give you the next best thing. A puppet show!
Oh dear, not again.
Only one superhero is up to the task. A titan who strikes fear into the hearts of his enemies. It's...
The AAA guy.
Okay, Titan was a stretch, and his only enemies are flat tires, dead batteries, and empty gas tanks.
But the AAA guy will jump your battery so you can escape a night of punishing puppetry.
AAA guy, you saved my life.
Indeed.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
Let's face it, it's been a long winter and we're tired of being cold and all cooped up. But take heart, because this weekend, it's finally gonna be warm. Which is why Johnsonville is proclaiming the official start of Springville. Ah, Springville, when it's mildly fine enough to fire up the grill and cook up some Johnsonville sausage. The semi-okay weather beckons you outside. You peel off your jacket, put on a lighter jacket, slather on the SPF 3 sunscreen, and start grilling. Imagine those juicy Johnsonville brats, the smell of those perfectly seasoned Italian sausages wafting through the tepid air. Ooh, feel the sun, so adequate on your skin. Yes, these are the moments we've been waiting for. So get out the grill, cook up some Johnsonville, and welcome Springville, Weekendville, and Alive at Lastville in all their relative glory. Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes and let the villing begin.
Norwegian Cruise Line Radio. We're broadcasting live from the ship, learning more about Norwegian Cruise Line's upgrade wave. The perfect time to act fast and book a balcony for the price of an ocean view. Today's expert upgrade wave catcher is Dr. Von Vihe, a biological oceanographic physicist on his way to Alaska.
Greetings.
So, Doctor, how does an upgrade wave form?
It's quite simple. A balance of lunar cycles and hydrological tectonics and a revolutionary offer from Norwegian Cruise Line. Then behold, the upgrade wave.
Does the upgrade wave have have special characteristics.
The upgrade wave is marked by free balcony upgrades, in addition to spectacular views of wildlife and glacier formations. It's a breakthrough in cruising.
Catch the upgrade wave with the youngest ship sailing Alaska, Norwegian Sun, Norwegian Pearl, and Norwegian Jewel. Get up to $500 in airfare and kids cruise half off on Norwegian Sun. Visit NCL.com today or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE or your travel professional. Restrictions apply. Not valid on every sailing. Ships registry, Bahamas and USA.
Do you have everything you need for Easter? All the eggs, dye kits, and chocolate bunnies? Well, this year, why not make Easter special and make it simple with a little help from QFC? It's easy to find that perfect ham for dinner or brunch and bring home some fresh asparagus or other favorites from the produce department. And you don't have to spend all of your time in the kitchen. QFC's deli and bakery can whip up hors d'oeuvres and delectable desserts. And don't forget the Easter lilies and flowers for your table. QFC has it all, and at prices you'll love. Of course, you'll also find all the chocolate eggs, marshmallow peeps, and other treats for your kids, and so much more. Happy Easter from QFC.
The best Easter meals start at QFC. Bring home a Hormel spiral sliced half ham for only $1.79 a pound, and a hickory smoked Gusto shank half ham is just 99 cents a pound. And for a sweet taste of spring, pick up Driscoll strawberries and get two cartons for $4. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
At Safeway, we know that bacon is key to a delicious Easter breakfast. And for an amazing Easter dinner, you gotta have a juicy, delectable ham. So this week at Safeway, when you buy any one Hormel Cure 81 Classic Boneless Half Unsliced Ham, you'll get any one Hormel Black Label Bacon free, 12 to 16 ounces. Safeway has deals on all your Easter goodies, candies to flowers. Plus, you can get free Hormel bacon when you buy a Hormel ham with your club card. Safeway, ingredients for life.
You're in your car, and that annoying check engine light comes on. You're tempted to call its bluff, tape over it, and wait it out. But you know there's a better way. AutoZone. They'll help you find what the problem is for free. They sell tape there, too. But you won't be needing it.
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 99, north of the West Seattle Bridge. We have an accident there blocking the right lane, and it is causing some delays. It's involving a car and a semi, so it's a bit of a distraction for drivers. Also, looks like I-90 eastbound, the ramp from 4th Avenue still partially blocked. The two right lanes there are closed. The left lane is open. They're still cleaning up stuff from an earlier semi rollover. And we're also still seeing pretty heavy traffic southbound 405 from 527 into Kirkland.
This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate.
Get more insurance for your buck with the Allstate Value Plan. It's their most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. To learn more or get a quote, find an Allstate agent at Allstate.com. Are you in good hands?
Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle. 95.7 KJR. An iHeartRadio station.
If you haven't already started mowing, weeding, and planting, there's a good chance that this will be the weekend that you do it. It's supposed to be sunshine, highs in the 60s, upper 60s by Sunday. Wow. Any questions you might have about gardening in the Northwest, Cisco Morris is your master gardener and the host of Gardening with Cisco. Megan Black, in addition to being the host of King 5's very popular evening magazine program, is also Cisco's... Joe, did you write this?
Sidekick?